O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Luke 17, verses 5 through 10. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Bet All I Have by Jessica Ray Langdon and Taylor Leonard. Driving guitar, bass, and percussion create a strong groove. The vocals are intense and passionate. Though the lyrics are simple, they communicate a profound statement, the importance of putting all our earthly treasures in Jesus and entrusting him with our lives.
There's so much that I don't see, but I see you, but I see you. And there's so much that I don't know, but I know you, but I know you. And there's so much that I don't understand, but I have seen your goodness, and it's just enough that I bet all I have on you. 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 'Cause only a fool would find real love and just give it up. I bet all I have on you. I bet all I have on you. I don't have trust you, 'cause I've heard a song that I can't ignore, like a current pulling me toward you. It's enough, and I bet all I have on you. 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 'Cause only a fool would find
Luke 17, verses 5 through 10. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, 'Come at once and recline at table'? Will he not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, and dress properly, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink'? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.
In verses 5 and 6 of our passage, Jesus responds to the disciples' request for more faith by highlighting the amazing results of simple faith. Then in verses 7 through 10, Jesus tells a parable of the unworthy servants who do their duty, work for their master, serve their master supper, and then enjoy a meal also. So what's the relationship between faith and service? Our faith, even our small, simple faith, should drive us to acts of service to glorify God and serve his people. Our faith and trust in God's sovereign plan and in seeing the amazing grace lavished on us through Jesus should drive us to joyfully work hard for God's glory while also enjoying the riches that he has lavished on us in his grace. We can pray, Lord, increase my faith that I may better serve you and your people. Increase my faith to know that I'm serving you in my church, my home, my school, my workplace, my neighborhood. Lord, please use my small amount of faith and make my faith greater as I trust in you and see you working in and through me. Now, we do the work that God has set before us to glorify him as unworthy servants who owe Jesus everything, the one who saved us. We're all unworthy servants, not saved because of anything inherently good or righteous in us. As that great hymn, Rock of Ages, says, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. God owes us nothing, absolutely nothing, but provides us everything in and through Jesus. When we recognize our total unworthiness, we will seek to joyfully serve and please our King by, as Paul writes in Romans 12:1, presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our spiritual worship. But we'll also enjoy times where we sit down and eat and drink. We enjoy the blessings of our King. Note that the Master here invites the servants to sit down after they've served and enjoy food and drink together. Our God invites us to rest in him, to rest in the finished work of Jesus, to be served by Jesus at the table. So today we can rest in the finished work of Jesus, the gracious gift of faith that he provides. And then we can faithfully get to work, recognizing that we are unworthy servants who are serving and glorifying our Master, and that at times we can also sit at the table and enjoy the blessings of our King.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Keep, O Lord, your household, the church, in continual godliness, that through your protection it may be free from all adversities and devoutly serve you in good works to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.